part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Continue with our halftime conversation with Kamari McGee, who has shown an ability to hit big shots. He can hit clutch free throws. And it doesn't seem to matter whether it's on the home floor or on the road. I asked him which one gave him more joy, and his answer was simple. All of the above.
Because I feel like each one gives like a different feel. It's like when you're at home and you get to make the crowd erupt, you just look around and see all the fans just cheering for you. Like that's going back to being a little kid and like you playing on your little hoop and you doing a countdown yourself and you make a big shot in front of like everybody that you love or that loves you. Like, and then on the road, it's just taking the excitement away from the crowd. I just love that. It's almost, it might sound villain like. Like, but you know, hey, we on the road. You gotta be the villain when you on the road. So absolutely. You know, I love embracing that, and I just feed off the crowd. So that's why I said all of the above is just because, no matter if the crowd is going for me or against me, I feed off of the energies, and I just love it.
That's Badgers senior guard Kamari McGee, and that's our halftime conversation. We'll take a look at some of our first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
42-27, Wisconsin leads USC at the half. Checking out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Badgers 14-24 for the field. It's 58%. 7-15 from the three-point line. 7-8 from the foul line. The Trojans are 10-25 from the floor. 2-8 from the arc. 5-9 at the free throw line. The Badgers have 11 assists on their 14 buckets. Both teams guilty of 9 turnovers. USC with 4 assists in the first half of play. John Blackwell with 16. He is the only double-figure scorer here so far. Nolan Winter next in line with 7. Wesley Yates, Rashawn Agee each with 7 for USC. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
A Our score at the half, Wisconsin 42, USC 27. This is the Halftime Report, brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
42-27, Wisconsin leads USC. We get ready for the second half. Of course, Tuesday night, the Badgers were seemingly in command, up 17 at the break over Ohio State, and then that game got way too interesting. So, which you will see how SC comes out here, start the second half. Their hottest player, Desmond Claude, did not score, but nor did John Tanjay in the first half.
Well, and the thing with Desmond Claude is he didn't score, correct? Only took three shots. So, early here, he's going to look to get involved and really try to put pressure on the rim. And I think that's the biggest thing. See if he gets some foul called. If not, but Wisconsin's done a good job of guarding without having to foul. It really has. I think there's part of that. But you have to make sure early and often know where you're at. Don't lose him so that he gets comfortable and gets going. We saw that a little bit with Bruce Thornton against Ohio State.
We'll see the Trojans have the ball first. USC will move to our left here in the second half. 42-27. Wisconsin gets set for the second half of play. This road swing will continue Tuesday night at 8:30 tip-off Central Time as the Badgers take on UCLA at Pauley Pavilion. Buzalapo will be inbounding up there with Thomas Agee along with Wesley Yates and Desmond Claude. Badgers with their usual starting five, Blackwell, Klesman, Tanjay, Winter, and Stephen Crowell.
Got to match the energy to start this second half.
Badgers had plenty of it. The 11 assists on the 14 buckets, really impressive. For Wisconsin through the first 20, and the second half is underway. St. Thomas will get it started, throwing to Yates outside left. Yates throwing to Desmond Claude, now at the top, gets a screen from Abo, driving right of lane to the cup, and the layup is good, and one. And boy, you can see that one coming. They want to try to get Claude going. They run a play for him, and he has a three-point chance to begin the second half.
Well, and it was just a simple down screen into a ball screen. Because of that, the screen came. Carter Gilmore was a little slow to get there. John Blackwell was the one that got screened. You don't call him an ATO normally after timeouts. Well, that's just your first play coming out of the half, knowing they needed to get him going.
Free throw is good. The foul is on Tanjay. 42-30, Wisconsin. Opening minute, second half. Badgers moving to our right. Nolan Winter against Abo. A feed to Tanjay on the left wing. Bounce pass left of the lane. It's Crowell posting on Claude. Backing is Crowell. Backing. Still backing. Left shoulder turn up. Right hand good. Boy, he had the advantage there, and Stevie took advantage.
Well, and he took his time. Had the advantage, but didn't rush any point.
44-30, Wisconsin. We're 45 seconds into the second half. Thomas throwing high on the left for Yates. Feeds Claude top of the circle. A screen from Abo. There's Claude. Operates against Tanjay. Shot fake. Ducks in. Shoots. Scores off the glass. So they're getting Claude the ball, getting him into some positions to operate. 44-32, Wisconsin.
It's the same play, though. Down screen, yep. Ball screen.
Tanjay outside left. He'll throw to Nolan Winter out between the circles. A handoff to Klesman. Max Knocks against Abo Abasto. Winter, he's free. Low on the right. He'll catch, turn, and finish.
And if USC's going to switch that ball screen action, they're going to continue to get the ball in the post.
46-32, Wisconsin. Minute 25 gone by, second half. Claude on the AG high screen. Claude low on the left. Spins on Crowell. Up, right hand. Tough shot. Back of the rim, no good. And the rebound to Nolan Winter. Here comes Blackwell pushing for Wisconsin to the line. Down the lane to the rim. Runs it up and in. Blackwell with 18. 48-32, Wisconsin, a minute 45 into the second half. Quad against Blackwell, a handoff to Yates, and again in that DHO, the foul is called on Desmond Claude, and that's going to be his third. Dribble handoff, by the way, if you said DHO, that's dribble handoff.
Yeah. And what happened is when you don't play off of 2 feet,
yep,
that's when you get your fouls.
Claude stays in there with the ball as Nolan Winter. A pass for Klesman. Brings it out front. Gives to Tanjay high on the right. Three feeds Max. Lets it fly. Three if it goes. And it does from the left side. Second hit from distance for Klesman. 51-32 Wisconsin. 2:10 gone by second half. Thomas throwing to AG at the top of the circle. Left hand hip high dribble. Gives it up to St. Thomas. He'll try a three and it's right back at you from the left of the wheel. 51-35 Wisconsin. 2.5 minutes into the second half. Blackwell to the front court for Wisconsin. Blackwell, right of the lane. Turns it back out to Stephen Crowell. Refeeds Blackwell. He'll try a three right side. Rattles out, no good. Abo the rebound for USC. Abuzo Abo to the front court. A flip to St. Thomas. Feeds AG. Gets it back to Thomas. Outside left to the free throw line. Out to Abo for three on the left side. Good. First three for Abo, who's a 39% shooter from distance coming in. 51-38, Wisconsin with 17 minutes remaining.
If you're on Wisconsin, run some good offense here.
Blackwell on the right side, dribbles off the wing. Blackwell in the lane, lost his balance, and walked with the ball.
And that's where right there, like, just know you got to run some good offense. The energy in the building is starting to kind of favor USC. They just hit a couple of good, you know, big-time threes. Run it right there. John just tries to over-penetrate, and you get in trouble when you over-penetrate there.
I just go to their bench. They got McGee out there with Carter Gilmore. Tanjay Blackwell and Winter rounding out the five. Kevin Patton back in for the Trojans. Desmond Claude coming out. Picked up that third foul a moment ago. 51-38 Wisconsin with 16:53 remaining. And Wesley Yates will bring it up for the Trojans. 7 points for him so far today. Abo outside right. He'll hook at the Patton at the top of the circle. High screen, AG. Patton gives it to Thomas up top. Inside feed. AG catches, turns, up right hand, short. Got his own rebound. One pump up, good, off the window. Sean AG earned it. He has 9.
And I'm going to say it again. Get a good offense possession.
Here's Blackwell. Pull up jump in the lane. No good. And the rebound to Abo. 51-40 Wisconsin. 16:20 remaining. Up the floor is St. Thomas. He'll let it fly for three. It's off the rim and in. Shooter's bounce for St. Thomas. The Trojans are within 8.
I'm going to say it again. Move the ball side to side. They're forcing those quick shots. Move it side to side.
Here's a three for Tanjay off the rim. No good. Trojans clear the rebound. Here comes Abo. 51-43 Wisconsin. Abo spinning out to AG. Fakes the three. Covered up by Nolan Winter. AG gives off to Thomas. Thomas dribbling right foul line extended. Whips to AG. He'll try a three. Nope. Rebound Nolan Winter. 15:38 to play, 51-43 Wisconsin. Here's Blackwell outside right, throws to Nolan Winter, turns to McGee. Kamari curls off the left wing, leaves it for Gilmore, top of the arc. Carter, one dribble, pops at the Winter, left of the circle. Reaching in was AG. Winter keeps possession. Now it's Blackwell, 10 to shoot. Tanjay high on the left. Tanjay was 6 to shoot. Tanjay finds Blackwell, 3 to shoot. Deep 3, Blackwell too long, no good. Yates the rebound for the Trojans.
That didn't get multiple sides, right? They only got to the ball, you know, one time.
Here's Wesley Yates. Dribbling knocked away by McGee, but it comes out to Abo. 15 minutes to play, 51-43 Wisconsin. Thomas high on the left, working against Tanjay. Dribbles by him, off the screen, foul line jumper, good. And USC on a big time run is Rutgers, 51-45 Wisconsin. Greg Gard's going to need the timeout now. And why don't we get to that under 16 media? But the Trojans are on a 13-point run, and this will be a full timeout. Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 14:43 remaining, Wisconsin 51, USC 45. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. A 13-point run for USC. And the Badgers lead is down to 6, 51-45, with 14 minutes and 43 seconds remaining.
Offensively here, multiple sides of the floor, right? Get USC to shift. They're going to try to gamble. They're going to try to make those quick shots happen. That's why the runs happen. Defensively, yeah, they've given up 13 points in the last 3 minutes. But offensively, make USC work this time.
It's Max Klesman being hounded by Desmond Quad. Max at the top, throwing to Gilmore. A flip for McGee on the left side. Goes into Carter. Low on the right, a fly by. Low on the left, up and in. Carter Gilmore.
It's amazing. Yes. Just the ball movement to get the bodies moving. What was wide open than a layup?
That stops the SC run at 13. 8-point lead, Wisconsin. 14-20 remaining. 53-45, the Badgers. Thomas high on the right. Throws to Desmond Quad. He's with Kamari McGee. Quad out high. A little crossover. Lost the handle. They'll get Kamari reaching in. Touch foul there as we'll have the official timeout. For comprehensive coverage of college basketball, tune in to SiriusXM Big Ten Radio Channel 372 in the car and on the all-new SiriusXM app. SiriusXM is the home of your favorite team and conference, including live games plus interviews and analysis. So cheer along with the SiriusXM app. Listen to your favorite team anywhere. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2025. 14-10 to play. Wisconsin 53, USC 45. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Now through January 26th, head to Menards to get a great deal on qualifying Procter & Gamble products. Plus, view the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
WRJN is your home for local news and timeless hits. And every Saturday from 10 to 2, Terry Havel brings you Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's a great reminder of what the roots of rock and roll were really all about from the 50s, 60s, into the 70s. From 10 until 2, Terry has the stories, the facts, some of the fiction, and always great trivia that goes along with rock and roll. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturday, 10 to 2 on WRJN.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding. Where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
When it comes to sports in Racine, WRJN has you covered. It's Brewer baseball right up until the postseason right here on WRJN. Of course, the Badgers, you're listening now. We've got most of those games throughout the season and Green Bay Packer football too. High school sports on Friday nights with Dick Graceffa. From timeless hits to local news to all your favorite sports, we have it all for you here on Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. You're listening to WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Seconds remaining. Wisconsin 53, USC 45. Trojans inbounding as we resume play.
I'm still looking, y'all.
Wesley Yates will be inbounding. Sideline left, front court. Looking, puts it into Thomas. Left wing, a feed to Claude. 5 points for Claude, all in the second half. They're getting him involved. Rocks the dribble between the arcs against McGee. Gives it to Yates, right of the circle. Yates looks to Abo to the free throw line, leaning, shooting, missing, rebound tipped Crowell, and pulled down by Carter Gilmore. 13:50 to play. Badgers up by 8. McGee throws to Crowell between the circles. One dribble, and he'll toss it to Klesman. Sends to Gilmore. A pass for Tanjay on the left wing. Tanjay will drift back out high. Tanjay against Yates. Hands off to Gilmore for three, and it's off the rim. No good for the left wing. Wesley Yates the rebound. 13.5 to play. 53-45 Wisconsin. Yates had a pass knocked away, stolen by Klesman. And Max with a defensive play again for the Badgers. Here's McGee high on the left for Wisconsin. A toss for Gilmore. Gilmore, one dribble, flips to Tanjay high on the right, sends it back to Gilmore. Rotates left wing for McGee. Inside feed, caught by Crowd. Mid post left out to Kamari. Left corner three. It is off the rim and it comes down to Abo. And here comes St. Thomas for USC. Off the right wing, in the lane, flipped it up, left hand miss, but a foul that'll be assessed to Stephen Crowell, and has three on Stephen.
And offensively for Wisconsin, the reason USC is getting these offensive looks is because the offensive end for Wisconsin right now, the ball's not moving multiple times. I've said that a lot, but the Carter Gilmore three, the ball only moved one time. The Kamari McGee corner three, the ball only got reversed one time through the middle. So when I talk about ball reversals, you have to cut the floor in half. All right, it's got to go side to side like that. That way you're getting multiple reversals. When it doesn't, the defense can stay loaded up, and that's what USC's been able to do. If you get them moving side to side, they're not going to stay loaded up. They're not a great defensive principal team.
Right. First free throw is good for Thomas. 53-46 Wisconsin with 12:55 to play. Second free throw for St. Thomas. It is good. Last year he was at Northern Colorado, a couple of years at Loyola Chicago. 53-47 Wisconsin. McGee along with Klesman, Nolan Winter, John Blackwell, and Carter Gilmore, the five on the floor. Here's McGee, baseline right, goes through the lane, finds Max, left corner three, front rim no, rebound tip, grabbed by Nolan Winter, turns, pumps, up, yes! Grown man work inside from Nolan Winter. 55-47, Wisconsin, 12:30 remaining. Wesley Yates at the center circle. Max Klesman defending. Yates pounding, right hand hip high. He'll throw it to Thomas, high on the left, off the AG screen. Winter gets him on a switch, it bounced to AG. He's with Gilmore, backing his AG. Backing, still backing, left shoulder turn up, right hand good. Sean Agee's been playing good ball through these last few games with the Trojans. 55-49, Wisconsin, 12 minutes to play. Gilmore, outside left, throwing to Nolan Winter, a feed for Klesman on the right wing. Packs out high, up and inside, a toss for Gilmore, rotates Blackwell, flips a three, it's off the rim, no good, Abo the rebound. Here comes Thomas, dribbling up the right side, left-hand dribble, top of the key, feeds Abo, open three, left side, off the right side, iron, no good, they'll get A.G. over the back, I believe, and then A.G. went to the floor hard. Yes, Rashawn A.G. is going to be his fourth. In the meantime, A.G. is favoring his left arm as we have the under 12 media timeout. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 11:37 remaining. Wisconsin 55, USC 49. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Badger fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pitch farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. Badgers led by 15 at the half. USC stormed out of the gates in the second half. 55-49, the Badgers with 11:37 remaining.
Wisconsin 1 of 8 from 3 in the second half. And obviously that shooting on top of not having enough ball reversals and kind of getting the USC to move side to side defensively has allowed USC to get back in this ball game. Wisconsin's still up by 6, and it feels a little bit like they've weathered the storm here. But now offensively, do what you need to do, and defensively make sure you stay tight. At times there, they got spread out a little too much.
A foul on Rashawn A.G. a moment ago is his fourth, team's second. Mentioned a lot of Badger fans here today. I believe I saw Trent Jackson, prominent UW basketball alum, UW Hall of Famer, as a matter of fact. Caleb Williams in the house. USC Heisman Trophy winner, Chicago Bears.
He's got a big bandage on his wrist.
He does.
I mean, maybe that's why they weren't good.
Well, he was good when he had to be. Here's Kamari McGee up the floor.
Don't need to bring that
leave
up.
It at that. Here's Kamari driving right of the lane. Goes to the bucket up left hand of the reverse. No good. Kevin Patton the rebound. And here comes St. Thomas for USC.
That's why Kamari missed the layup.
Okay, Kamari steals a pass inside as a Desmond Claude trying to go inside, and Kamari stepped in front and picked it off. Here's Winter, finds McGee on the left wing. 6-point lead, Wisconsin, 11 minutes remaining. Xavier Amos in there for the Badgers. He'll throw it to Winter, a toss for McGee. Out to X. He tried to shake and go, and instead he shuffled. Turnover, Wisconsin.
Even though there was a turnover there, Matt, what happened? The ball was moving at least, right? You could see that they're trending in the right direction there. Now, defensively, stay loaded up. Don't let USC get to the bucket.
11 turnovers for Wisconsin, 12 for USC. Thomas out front. Throwing to Claude, high in the left against McGee. Claude driving in the lane, up low in the left, in and one. Desmond Claude, who was shut out in the first half, doing some work in the second, and his team is now within four.
What did I just say? Don't let them get to the bucket. What happens right there?
They spread out.
As much as they were gapped and together in this first half, they're starting to spread out a little too much.
Nolan Winter with his second foul, the team's fourth. Claude a little better than 77% at the free throw line this year.
This is a USC team that only makes about 6.5 threes a game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't get you. It's okay if they spray it out and they shoot some threes.
Free throw is good. It's a three-point game now. 55-52, as close as it's been since the early minutes. 10:37 remaining. Nolan Winter gets it to Klesman. Here's Max to the line, down the lane, to the rim, and the layup is good for Max Klesman. He has 10. 57-52, Wisconsin. 10:25 remaining. Claude off a high screen from Patton. Throws to Thomas, high on the left. Hands off Abo, off the left wing. Moving in on Max. One pump, two pumps, three pumps. Fades, flips, left of the lane. Banked it, missed it. Rebound, Winter of Wisconsin. And here comes John Blackwell for the Badgers. Blackwell barely down the lane to the rim. High off the glass, got it! It counts and a foul. Oh, what a move by John Blackwell. He has an and one.
You could say that, what a move. What a move, what a finish. All the above.
You get the foul on Yates. That's his third. AG back in. Patton is out. Remember, AG has four fouls. 59-52, Wisconsin, with 10:06 remaining.
I mean, just a grown man take there by John Blackwell.
It really was.
20 points on the night.
Free throw on the way. Too long, no good. And the rebound to Abo of USC. And here comes Desmond Claude for the Trojans with 10 minutes remaining. 7-point lead for Wisconsin. Claude against Kamari. Out between the arcs, high screen, AG picked up by Winter on a switch. Here's Claude, inside feet, AG low on the left, pushed it up and in. Sean AG with 13, 59-54, Wisconsin, 9:40 to play. Klesman left of the circle. Max against Thomas, bounces to Amos. Left of the lane against Abo, turns and throws up an air ball. And pulling it away is St. Thomas for USC. Badgers up by five. Thomas off the AG screen, inside feed, and it's stolen away. And it was Nolan Winter getting the steal. Here's McGee, finds Amos, back to Kamari, rotates Winter. Beats Klesman high on the right. Max left-hand dribble, blows off the right wing. In the lane, Pivis got to throw one up. He does and hits it. In the paint, Max Klesman with a bucket, 7-point lead for the Badgers.
And they're letting him play. It's physical on both sides here. You got to finish through the contact.
8:55 to play, 61-54 Wisconsin. Desmond Claude sets the floor for USC, turns down the AG screen. Dribbling at the top of the circle, McGee trying to get into him. Claude gives it up, knocked away by Winter, but a foul. That's three on Nolan Winter and five on Wisconsin. And Winter thought he had a steal and a breakaway.
I thought he did too.
Amos comes out as well, so it's Klesman, McGee, Gilmore, Blackwell, and Crowell. Five team fouls for Wisconsin, three for USC, 61-54 the Badgers. 8:43 remaining. St. Thomas inbounds to AG. Gets it back to Thomas. Right of the circle. High screen AG. Thomas picked up by Crowell now. Thomas moving in the lane. Leans. Ball away. Left of the lane. Missed badly. Rebound Crowell. Good D there. And here comes John Blackwell for Wisconsin. Left sideline of the front court. Max Klesman outside right. Bounces to Crowell. Right of the lane. Stevie backing. Turns away, went up, got mugged. They had Yates there, Thomas over the top, and they're going to get Yates for the foul, and that's four on Wesley Yates. And Stephen Crowell will go to the free throw line for the first time today. He's 84% from the stripe. 61-54 Wisconsin with 8 minutes and 14 seconds to play.
They've done a good job of weathering that run by USC, and now it's kind of going just back and forth a little bit.
First free throw is good for Crowell. Janicki will check in for Klesman. Crowell with 8 points here this afternoon. Second free throw rolls in, and Stevie over his last, now just the eighth game of the run, is 21 of 21 at the foul line. 63-54 Wisconsin, 8:07 to play. Thomas finds a back cutting. Claude went up, lost it, but a foul is called. They're going to say jarred loose. They'll get John Blackwell with his first foul. And Desmond Claude will go to the free throw line. There's definite contact there from Blackwell. Claude with 8 points here in the game, all in the second half. First free throw is in the air and good. Mentioned the transfer from Xavier is Claude. He was the Big East most improved player last year. Averaged better than 16 points for Sean Miller's club. 63-55 Wisconsin. 8:03 remaining. Second free throw for the 6'6 junior out of New Haven, Connecticut, Desmond Claude. It rattles out, no good. Rebound tipped, and Abo had it, but ran out of room as he stepped on the right baseline. Wisconsin ball up by eight.
And as much as you say up by eight, it's a game that feels like this is like a two-point game. Wisconsin continued to add to the lead a little bit, right?
Carter Gilmore throwing to Blackwell, high on the right. Blackwell flips to Gilmore, rotates to Janicki, inside feed, and Crowell bobbled it, throws it back out to Blackwell. He's left open, tries a three, and it's off the rim, no good. Abo the rebound for USC. USC dodge one. Here's Claude, left in the lane, bounces Yates, left corner. Yates driving on Gilmore, in the lane, he'll pivot, scoops it up, left hand, wild shot, no good. Rebound tapped and gathered by Kamari McGee along the sideline. Now McGee up the middle of the front court, to the line, down the lane, to the rim, layup good. McGee just taking it to the cup. 65-55, Wisconsin, 7:15 remaining. Thomas throwing to Abo, high on the right. Abo between the circles, a pass for AG. Right of the wheel, gives off the Yates, curls around the AG screen. Yates pull up foul line jumper, good. Leslie Yates with nine, 65-57 Wisconsin. 6:52 remaining. Janicki throws it out to Blackwell, high on the right. Blackwell to the line, Blackwell in the lane. Out to Gilmore, fakes the three, turns to McGee. Left corner three, sweet spot for Kamari McGee. That left corner, he drills it. 68-57 Wisconsin. 6.5 minutes to play.
You don't want to give Kamari McGee that look from the corner.
AG at the top. Here's off to Yates, driving on Blackwell. Reverse layup at the bottom of the rim. Rebound Crowell. Here comes Blackwell pushing for Wisconsin. Blackwell, left lane line, pull up 13-footer. Good. John Blackwell, little pull up mid-range. Timeout. USC as the Badgers now lead by 13. This will be a full timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. We'll step away, 6:11 remaining. Wisconsin 70, USC 57. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here.
I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
When it comes to local news, WRJN has been doing it right here in Racine for 97 years. And we keep that promise to you every day. Stuart J. Waddles works in the Radio Park WRJN newsroom. His first report's as early as 6 a.m. And you can find him around the clock at WRJN.com. Find him on our podcasts and on demand. WRJN for 97 years. Racine's home for local news. And now, timeless hits too.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Shots of basketball brought to you in part by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 6 minutes, 11 seconds remaining at the Galen Center in Los Angeles. As the Badgers back on a run, USC got as close as three, but the Badgers now lead 70-57 with 6 minutes, 11 seconds remaining. In the meantime, the officials are over looking at the monitor.
I don't know what they're looking at.
Greg Gard was talking to one of the officials as SC took a timeout.
I will say this, though. When Kamari McGee drilled that corner three, he definitely looked over at Caleb Williams and the group that was over their heads. Yeah. A few choice words. So, if you don't love Kamari McGee, you
absolutely
will have to. That one helps.
Play on the floor. There's nothing to warrant a flagrant foul.
So, there you go. They were checking for a possible flagrant. And you just heard there is no flagrant. Yeah, I thought Blackwell was talking to him. They, you know. Game understands game.
There's any Packer fans out there, which, I'd like to know if Kamari McGee let the Bears quarterback have it a little bit. I think that's a good thing.
It is. Still a little work to do yet, but yeah, have a little fun.
Have a little fun. That's always, I loved it. But that's what Kamari brings, just that energy constantly.
Always.
Take a break. Even he hit that three, but then running down the floor with the wide open, like, it just, that's what he always brings, no matter what.
He's out there with Blackwell, Klesmet, Gilmore, and Crowell. Both teams have two timeouts available. Wisconsin has the possession arrow. A long way to go, but thought we'd let you know. Here's Desmond Claude, front court on the right side. High screen, Abo. Now Klesman picks up Claude, driving right lane line. Lost the handle, got it back. Fans out to the right wing. Gets it to St. Thomas in the lane, leaning, throws it up, missed, but Crowell guilty of the foul. And that's going to be number four on Stephen Crowell. So we'll get Nolan Winter back into the game for Stevie. 9 points so far today for Crowell. Free throws coming up for St. Thomas. He's 2 of 2 at the line, 16 points, make it 17. Here's the first free throw. Leading scorer for USC, Rashawn Agee. Has 13. Desmond Claude with just 9, but all of those in the second half. Claude averaging 22 a game in the Big Ten. 70-58 Wisconsin with 5:54 remaining. 6'7 senior St. Thomas with the second free throw around and out, no good. Rebound tap from Gilmore to Blackwell. 12-point lead Wisconsin. A little backcourt pressure now as Klesman gets it across to Gilmore, and he got bumped, and that was Patton who got him as Carter went to the floor. Bumped pretty hard. It's the first on Patton. And team foul number 5. Tabuzo Abo coming back in for the Trojans, in for Patton. 5:44 remaining, 70-58 Wisconsin. Blackwell, sideline left, inbounds to Winter. A toss for Klesman, high on the right. Pax dribbling right of the lane. Finds Nolan Winter down the lane. Slam dunk, Nolan Winter. Oh, a little drive, a little dish, and a little dunk.
6 for 6 on the afternoon here for Nolan. Just super efficient.
72-58, Wisconsin, 5:25 remaining. Abo, foul line jump is good. No catch, easy J. Makes it 72-60, Wisconsin. 5:15 remaining. Winter throwing to McGee, outside left. Kamari picked up the dribble. He'll toss it to Carter Gilmore. Bounces to Klesman, high on the right. Max drifting out high near the center circle. 10 on the shot clock. Now Klesman, left lane line. Pivots, goes up, and it'll roll in for Max Klesman. 74-60, Wisconsin. 4:50 remaining. Quad the other way for USC. AG the high screen. Quad brings it back out front. Thomas to the free throw line. Out to Quad. Fakes the three. Kicks it right side. Thomas steps left. Three in the air straight away. Off the left side iron. No good. Rebound. Kamari McGee ripped it away from AG there. And here's Kamari to the front court. McGee high on the right. 4:25 remaining. 74-60 Wisconsin. Klesman outside left. Curls around a high screen from Winter. Here's Max right lane line. Stops inside. AG cut him off. Down to Nolan. Takes a three. Side steps left. Takes the three. Back rim. No good. Rebound tip. AG out of bounds. Last touch by AG. He and Gilmore were going. We're battling for it. AG tipped it out of bounds. 74-60 Wisconsin. 4:10 to play. Yates out. Patton in for the Trojans.
Just overall here, this last possession offensively, moving the ball, sharing the ball.
Here's Max right lane line. Pull-up jumper is good. Oh, Max Klesman doing the bulk of his work inside the arc here today. 76-60 Wisconsin. 3:55 to play. Claude out front against McGee. Throws to Patton on the right wing. Whips it inside. AG catches. Single coverage. Nolan Winter. Back out to Patton. He's with Blackwell. Patton lets it go for three, and it's good. Kevin Patton. His first bucket of the game.
Yeah, just a gamble there.
Yep.
That gets their defense out of sorts.
76-63 Wisconsin. 3:30 remaining. Kamari McGee pivots, throws to Gilmore. A pass for Klesman out between the arcs. He's got a screen from Gilmore if he wants it. Long three. Klesman back rim no good. And the rebound to Kevin Patton.
Probably not the best shot.
No. Here's Yates outside right. Or check that. Patton at the top. Into AG. Up over Winter. Rockets one up. No good. Rebound is tossed out of bounds. It will belong to Wisconsin as we have the under four media timeout. 13-point lead now for Greg Gard's Badgers. 3:06 to play. Wisconsin 76. USC 63. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Time to Make today's Old Dominion Best of the Game brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Well, John Blackwell got him started, but what you talked during the break, that combo of Nolan Winter and Kamari McGee, they combined for 23 points, 13 of those coming from Nolan. They're both really efficient out there today.
Well, super efficient in the way that they've played offensively, but the energy by Kamari defensively, kind of creating some stuff. Then he hits that big corner three. Nolan Winter, 6 of 7. He's done what he's needed to do offensively. Like, it's just been, those two have just been so solid. It hasn't been sexy with what they've done, but it's just been solid.
Yes.
And when the run from USC happened, then all of a sudden they weathered it, and then the solid took over. Like, it just felt like they were just constantly chipping away. And then now you look at it, they built a 13-point lead themselves.
Now looking to close the deal. 3:06 to play, 76-63 Wisconsin. Bounce pass McGee, a little backcourt resistance from Kevin Patton, whips it across half court for Gilmore. A toss for Blackwell. You see the 5 team fouls. Wisconsin with 7. Gilmore between the circles. Left side for McGee. Kamari, he's with Abo. Sends it back out to Blackwell with a shot clock at 10. Blackwell against Wesley Yates. Blackwell rocks the dribble. Going to work. Right of the lane. Goes to the cup and runs it in.
Guard play's been really good. Woo. John Blackwell and Max Klusman, they've been able to turn the corner to get to the bucket here this second half.
78-63 Wisconsin. 2:30 remaining. Yates at the left point. He's with McGee. Yates right-hand dribble. Hooks it out. Thomas and tried to get it to the left corner, but it's knocked out of bounds by Klusman. They were trying to get Patton over there in the left corner, but Klusman having none of it. 18 to shoot, 2:24 to play, 78-63 Wisconsin. And now Desmond Claude ready to come back in for USC. He's in for Yates. Thomas sideline left will inbound it into AG. Left of the circle. Tosses it out to Thomas, into AG, and he'll send it in. Rashawn AG with the dunk, 78-65 Wisconsin. 2:10 to play.
Just by the way that Wisconsin shoots the free throws, that's what you want to, then that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, Klusman trying to dribble across half court and split two defenders, and he got bumped by both of them. They'll get the foul on Claude. That is his 4th and the team's 6th. 2:06 remaining, 78-65 Wisconsin. John Blackwell, front court sideline right, will inbound. Blackwell looks and looks. Finds Klusman near the midstripe. He's with Thomas. Max with a pass for Gilmore. Feeding Blackwell off the left wing. Cut off at the block. Out to Crow. Badgers burning time here. 10 on the shot clock. Now Max, right of the lane. Backing in the paint. Contested shot. It is off the rim. No, but a foul. And Max Klusman will go to the free throw line.
And I hate to say it like this, but Wisconsin with a 10-point lead with 2 minutes left, the way that they shoot from the free throw line, yes, the way they get to the free throw line,
feel good. Yep.
I feel great.
They're 9 of 11 today. St. Thomas with a foul, his first. 78-65 Wisconsin, 1:50 to play. First free throw for Klusman is good. 17 for Max Klusman this afternoon.
Still only 2 of 8 from 3, but when it's not there, then take advantage of what is, and he has.
That's exactly what he's done. Both free throws are good. Give him 18. 80-65, Wisconsin with 1:48 to play. Claude to the front court for the Trojans. High screen, AG. Claude now against Crow. Claude low on the right, takes it left and throws it away. Patton trying to save, cannot. Out of bounds to Wisconsin. Caught in no man's land there, and a turnover for USC, 15 of them now.
And there's been a lot of USC possessions that they've been caught in no man's land.
John Blackwell, right wing for Wisconsin, down to 90 seconds to play and a 15-point lead for the Badgers. And a bump as Abo bumping with Blackwell beyond the three-point line on the right side, and the Trojans fans now heading for the exits. Rockwell to the free throw line. This will be a 1-1, 18 fouls on USC. 80-65 Wisconsin with a minute 27 remaining. John Blackwell, 24 points here today, and the free throw is good.
Just a really good, I'll say it with 127 left, win by Wisconsin. This USC team's been playing some really, really good basketball with wins at Illinois, and then, you know, they put up 99 against Iowa. Yeah. And they went 99-89.
Second free throw is good. 82-65 Wisconsin. A minute 20 to play. Here's Yates. Left lane line. Flipped it up. No good. Rebound. Batted in the air. Pulled down by Klesman for Wisconsin. We're going to see Marcus Ilver at the next whistle as Max to the front court with a basketball. 82-65 Wisconsin. Blackwell right of the center circle. He and Klesman play catch near half court. 1 minute remaining. Klesman directing a little traffic with the shot clock at 10. Klesman holds the ball off his right hip. Shot clock is at 7. High screen Blackwell. Klesman behind the back. Flips a deep three, and it's off the back of the rim. No good. AG the rebound with 45 seconds to play. 17-point lead Wisconsin. A pass stolen away by Blackwell. He'll glide to the goal and send it in with the right hand. Timeout Wisconsin for a sub as the Badgers now lead it 84-65.
There's your exclamation point.
What a performance for the Badgers as the Wisconsin fans here at the Galen Center are loving it. Chris Hodges, Marcus Ilver, Jack Robinson, Isaac Gard, and Jack Janicki on the floor for Wisconsin. 38.6 seconds remaining.
Say a pretty good afternoon for Mr. John Blackwell. 28 points, 10 of 16.
Daniel Freetag will come in for Jack Janicki. So here we go. The inbounds pass to Wesley Yates. Trojans got to within three at 55-52. All Wisconsin after that. Yates low on the left, throws it up to them in the left hand. 84-67 Wisconsin. SC putting on backcourt pressure. Free tag against Yates. Free tag now with Patton doubling. A retreat dribble, a high pass pulled down by Hodges. Down to 20 seconds to play. Chris Hodges had it poked away. AG comes up with it. Here's Kevin Patton. He'll bounce it to Thomas and he'll dunk it. 84-69 Wisconsin. 11 seconds left. Free tag. USC continues to press. Ahead it goes to Jack Robinson. Left side to the front court. Gets it to Isaac Gard, and he'll hold it. Time runs out, and the winning streak is at 7 for the Wisconsin Badgers. What work turned in by Greg Gard's team in L.A. this afternoon.
Just a really solid performance. Again, I go back to it. It all started in the first half, only allowing USC to have 27 points. It gave you a little bit of that buffer when USC was going to make a run. They made a run to get it within three, and then Wisconsin had the answer.
Did they ever. 56% shooting for the Badgers. USC put on a hard charge, as you might expect. The Badgers led 42-27 at the half. The Trojans got it to a one-possession game. And then from there, the Badgers took command. Your final score this afternoon, Wisconsin 84, USC 69. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I am so sorry. I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision, and the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
.gov. Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Badgers led USC by 15 at the half. They won by 15. Got a little squirrely there for a while at 55-52. And then the Badgers went on a big run en route to an 84-69 victory over the Trojans. Wisconsin now with seven straight wins, 5-2 in the Big Ten, 15-3 overall. Come out here on the road, you turn it over the first three possessions, you're going, uh-oh. Once they settled down, they were big time, and really only three turnovers, Butchie, in the second half. Really just two. They cleared the bench in the final minute. SC was pressing, but they were much cleaner, say, with the basketball in the second half.
Yeah, and I thought they just calmed